Well, hello there, KMA Land. It's Double X Factor time, and I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, here with some thoughts on the topic of the week, how we feel isn't due to someone else. Ugh. This is something I actually work on over and over again, and still, I find myself pointing to the behavior or words of someone else as to my own emotional suffering. In the book The Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz states that taking things personally is the road to suffering. What other people do is not about us. Now, take that idea a little bit further. What you do or say is not because of someone else either. It's a choice you make. I work with an executive coach, and very recently she introduced me to a terminology I didn't know was out there, and it's this. Fatal attribution error. Sounds like big words, but it's something all of us do. We think we can read minds and the intent of other people. And when we do this, we're oh so quick to label what someone else does as a character flaw. Now, in that same situation, if we do that same thing, we chalk it up to environment or the situation. So let's say someone is rapid fire asking you questions, and you interpret the tone of the delivery of those questions as an interrogation. You label that person with the questions as combative or judgmental. Now flip the situation around and put yourself in the seat of asking those rapid fire questions, and there's a really good chance you will label yourself as simply inquisitive or interested or passionate. Now that is fatal attribution error. And wow, can we get swept away in a nanosecond with this thing? Attributing ill intent or a character flaw to someone is a bullet train ride to feeling victimized. This is one of the reasons Spencer and I have brought this topic of assumption of positive intent to the Double X Factor table on repeated occasions. When we put the onus on how someone else behaves for how we feel, we suffer. Now, of course, what other people say, do, especially in interactions with people who aren't super conscious in their life, are going to kick up feelings in us. Viktor Frankl, who's a neurologist, psychiatrist, philosopher, author, and a Holocaust survivor, famously said, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." Now notice his use of the word response. This is a very different thing from reacting. As I said, this is something I'm currently really working on, slowing down and staying curious just a little bit longer rather than going into defense mode or reacting, rather than zooming straight to thinking the other person is a jerk or consider that they might have had a bad day or something going on that's too big for them to look within. It doesn't make it okay for someone to treat you badly. What it does is helps you suffer a little bit less. Maybe this is someone you need to create some distance from if the pattern is repetitive. Spencer will be here tomorrow, and her take on this is very grounded. I can't wait to hear right along with you. So I'll be back with you on Friday. Till then, later!